ESPN 97.5.
All right, then.
KFNC.
Are you ready for this?
Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gao Media station.
Let's do this.
All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5.
Yeah, come on.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Revelry on Richmond. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5. Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? Hey, it's the happiest day of the year. That's right, it's the first day of the NCAA tournament. And everybody is not getting a lot of work done today, so you might as well join us at Revelry on Richmond, as this is our second annual all-day excursion to watch games and do radio.
Happiest day of the year?
For a lot of people.
Is this your top five?
It's a great day, I will say that.
Really?
I don't know that it's the top five, but it's a great day because I can just remember, no matter where I was, either I had a TV in my office or as – did you hear Dell sell out our salespeople?
Fancy. No, what did he say?
He was like, yeah, you know, half of our office, they don't even tell people. They just realize that when it's time to go, they just leave. So they're – and then I looked around and I went, well, they're all here.
Well, they're supposed to be. They're out here supporting the squad, right?
Yeah, but I was talking to their boss and he was a little – surprised that they were all here.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, he said he told everybody to come out and hang out, which, by the way, Revelry on Richmond, there are a lot of folks already here. If you want a spot, you better get out here. It is filling up quickly.
Yep.
Good times will be had by all. I don't know if this would be the happiest day of the year for me.
Okay, why?
Not a big fan. I was just telling Dell and Raheel on their show that if – doing a bracket for college basketball, you might as well ask me to do a bracket for the hockey playoffs.
But you had your cheat sheets. You knew which websites to check. AJ's there for you.
Nope. Last night, you know what I did? I did my bracket in 3 minutes. I just went 1, 2, 3, 4. I just picked every favorite.
The top seeds?
Yep, I picked every favorite. And then when it got down to the last four, it was the two teams on top. So I got Virginia and Villanova in the finals. And I just don't think Virginia can score enough to beat Villanova.
Plus, lost their sixth man. And
so I went with Villanova. 70-60. How about that? There's my bracket.
Okay. All right.
And I wanted to guess who your sleeper was, because yesterday you said you had a sleeper.
Yep.
And you wouldn't tell anybody because you were hoarding your goodness.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
Because you want to win.
Yep.
And you're competitive.
I am.
I like it.
Yep.
Now, I thought I could guess who it is. Are you going to be honest, or are you just going to tell me
totally
no?
I'll be totally honest now because it's all in.
All right, good, because I felt that way. They're locked now.
Yep.
Rhode Island.
Nope.
Oh, all right. Who's your sleeper?
Arizona, because of all the allegations and all of the NCAA investigations. Arizona at the start of the year was a top five team. Arizona until they had, and when you go to play at all these stupid Atlantis and all these different tournaments,
right.
The guys are more into, like, the sun and the sand and the chicks. Well, they crapped the bed in a tournament, and suddenly they went from top five contender for national championship down for a while. Then you get this whole controversy with Coach Miller and everything going on. They're a four seed?
Yeah.
Excuse me, I have to say that right. Xavier is the one seed. There's no doubt in my mind Arizona is a better team than Xavier, and Arizona should be a higher seed.
All right, now stop. So you're telling me I can't say Xavier?
Well, you can say it, but for those that are in the Midwest region, they're going to tell you that is completely
wrong.
Wait,
so you're telling me it's not xylophone?
Nope.
Really?
I know it's a heartbreaking experience when you find this out for the first time, but it is true.
So it's not an X-ray, it's a ray. I'm so confused right now.
You know what's weird is when Taylor has a toy, she has these toys that do the alphabet and everything,
uh-huh.
And there is no word that starts with X, so they just put X-ray.
Yeah, because that's the only one, right.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's the only one they can do. And then try and get her to say xylophone.
Gosh. Yeah, she's like, Dad, none of this makes sense. Your alphabet is crap.
What did you just say?
Yeah. Your alphabet is crap, Dad. I want a new alphabet. I saw something that said on, like, Facebook, or I think it was on Facebook, but the I before E except after C?
Yep.
There's more examples of when it's not. So, like, they'll tell you I before E except after C, or in cases of neighbor and way or something like that.
Right.
But then they went through all the examples of where it's I before E.
You mean E before I?
Yeah. There were less examples of I before E than there were of actual E before I.
Really?
That's the dumbest thing you've ever heard.
And that's all, like, how we remembered everything from, like, Roy G. Biv in science class.
What was that?
It was, for all the colors, it was red, green.
Oh, yeah.
Red, orange, yellow, green.
Roy G. Biv, yes.
Yeah, that was how you, for the
red,
spectrum
orange,
of colors.
Yellow, green,
yeah.
Blue,
and then
violet,
it was,
yeah.
you sang to the song Yankee Doodle Dandy, but to do all of the before, upon, among, it was all the, what do you call it? Not verbs, but I think adverbs or something like that. There were all these different songs I knew, and Schoolhouse Rock had all those other.
Now, I remember when I was learning the compass.
Yeah.
Our teacher taught us never eat soggy waffles. Did you get that one?
I understand it.
You
but
started
I
it north, and it was never eat soggy waffles. Yeah. And I still have to use that to this day because I'm a dumbass.
Because now that you mentioned it, I always am doing it. When I'm spelling, I'm like, I before E, except after C. And now you're telling me that no wonder why I was getting so many things sent back.
Now, I'm not the guy that has to hold up my hand to make the L to do left and right.
Yeah.
But
thank God.
Yeah.
But Drew is.
Yeah, Drew.
Doing
Drew
it right just, now.
Drew is doing his, he doesn't know his left from his right, so he has to hold that up. What? Oh, my goodness. Juggalo Trey's in the house. Well, there's that.
Everybody, look. Hide your women and children. Trey is here. He will be. How long are you staying, Trey?
Now, what reason do you need more than Juggalo Trey being here to get down to Revelry right now, enjoy some college basketball, enjoy some Juggalo Trey? We're going to have a good time today.
Our official mascot in and out of costume. Trey is here for the station. He will be here for the duration. He may have to take a couple of breaks in the van out front, but other than that, he'll come back. Trey, are you signing today? Signing autographs, taking selfies? No, you're off on that? What if they brought you chicken fingers?
Maybe.
All right, then maybe. So Trey is here. You can meet him. A bunch of people from the station are here, and it's always a good time to be here.
Now, last time we were here.
Oh, I know what you're going
to
do.
Trey was trying to pick up a chick.
Yes, he was.
He was trying to get some from a young lady.
Yes, he was.
And what a difference a year makes. He's now lost his virginity. And then he lost the woman that he lost his virginity to.
Then he lost his temper, which lost the woman that he lost his virginity to. So it's cyclical.
Circle of life, right?
But he's making progress.
Yeah, it's the circle of life. It's a beautiful thing.
No question about it. So we're here at Revelry on Richmond like we were last year. The whole day and night is going to be filled with ESPN personalities doing live broadcasts. You know that John and Dell and Raheel and everybody was out here earlier this morning. Lance, now it's me and Barry, and of course later tonight, Fred and AJ.
Hey, just real quick, I want to give a shout out to Jason Holcomb on Twitter. He came out to my show last night at the American Legion Post 560, I believe.
Okay,
not a big crowd,
but the Grand Poobah was there.
Maybe they don't have a Grand Poobah.
Oh, that was the Flintstones. Never mind.
What is it? No, that's a Moose Lodge you're thinking of, where they have the Poobah, right?
Oh, but. On the Flintstones.
The Grand Poobah. But
Grand
it wasn't
Poobah
American,
was part of whatever they.
It was the Moose Lodge, right? Not the American Legion.
No, I'm kidding.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. They just call it the Post Commander.
Okay. All right.
So they do have a
fancy
leader.
Name.
Yeah.
All right.
He was an Irish fella, and he was drunk before the show started. Shout out to the Irish guy at the American Legion that gets drunk.
None of that makes sense, right? Irish guy drunk before the festivities begin. Yeah, that never happened.
That doesn't happen. Uh-huh. But anyways, man, Jason Holcomb came out. I appreciate it. It was good to see him and meet him in person. Finally, I'd seen him on Twitter enough. But, it was a small but mighty crowd. We had a good time. So
that's good.
Thanks to him for coming out.
That's outstanding.
Yeah.
All right, and we are at Revelry today, so we're at Prime Social tomorrow on Westheimer. So remotes the next 2 days where you guys can come on out. We'll do little meet and greets and talk to the peeps and have some good fun. And, of course, you want to join us on the show today, you know how to reach us on Twitter. It is at Barry is Funny. It is at The Producer Nick, and it has, as always, is at Pac-Man Joel with a K. And 713-780-3776, that's the HRNP listener line. You can call. You can text. That number. Nick is back at the station. Nick, identify yourself and say greetings to the people.
What to do? What to do? How you doing?
Nick, you were already here early. You came out before the show to stop.
I did. I wanted to stop by and check it out. It's looks like a fun spot. I just
stop by after the show.
I might
be here.
I might do that.
Trey's gonna still be here. He's afraid of you, so he'll probably buy you food.
Oklahoma's making a comeback.
They needed to.
Yeah, they're up one now, 67-66 over Rhode Island.
I see that.
Are we gonna do play by play for 3 hours? I think we should just do that.
No, we should tweet that. So right now I want to tell everybody about, if you're a basketball fan and you know what's going on with the NCAAs, you also should probably know by now that your team is the number one seed in the NBA, and the Rockets are heading towards the playoffs on quite a roll. Therefore, you should get involved. And you know with Chris Paul in the building as well as James Harden, you know that they're going to be good for the next couple of years. So why not secure your season tickets now for the 18-19 Rocket season? And you can reserve your Rockets VIP experience like never before. That's right. For the first time ever, you lock in your ticket prices for the next three seasons. They can't jack the price up on you. They can't change it. They can't come to you a year in and say, hey, by the way, you got to pay this much more. You lock it in for three straight years if you lock in club seats for the next 3 years by getting your money down now. And there's also an extra special catch, which is if you put your money down on the club seats for the next 3 years, not only can they not jack up the prices, you get priority on playoff seating for this year and then going forward for the other years that you buy the package. So check it out right now at Rockets.com. Call 713-627-DUNK. Get on the phone with a Rocket sales associate. They'll walk you through how it works and how you can get involved. And, of course, this is only for club seats for the three-year lock-in deal, but all price levels of season tickets are on sale as well. Check them out, Rockets.com or 713-627-DUNK.
Houston Sports Talk with some certified Angus beefsteaks. What could be better?
It's like nothing you've ever heard before.
Saltgrass Steakhouse presents the official ESPN 97.5 app. Download it today by searching ESPN Houston in your app store. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Revelry on Richmond. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, welcome back, Usual Suspects. We are here. You should be here, too. Revelry on Richmond. It is the place to be because it's all day, all night basketball on so many TVs. It'll have your head spinning. And in my case, it'll have my head freaking out because I'm sitting in front of the biggest TV there is going, why is everybody staring at me? Because, like, everybody's dialed into this Oklahoma-Rhode Island game. Two-point game, less than a minute to play. And that's just one of the first couple games of the day. So you know it's going to be good. It's even better when you get out some of this great food. And what's awesome is that this is an indoor-outdoor facility. Therefore, they raise up the windows, and you get the air flowing through.
Yeah.
You go outside for a great day and still check out all the hoop action you want.
Last year was a little hot, I do recall. Yeah, yeah. Great weather for today.
Totally perfect. Agree with you.
Real quick, somebody said, how does Joel bring up Roy G. Biv and then mess it up? LOL. I would have done the same. Well, hell, I didn't know what it is either.
I didn't completely mess it up, but that's what I do.
It's close.
I bring it up first and deal with it later. It's kind of like you previewing text messages on the fly.
JJ said, I did my bracket in 90 seconds because, like Barry, I am completely lost.
Yeah.
I don't know. Also, remember the other day we were talking about getting tweets and from, like, those Rocket bots and the NBA bots and stuff?
Yep.
And I took off the setting that said block notifications from people that don't follow you. And Dustin is here. Yep. And I was getting tweets from Dustin. And I was like, why am I getting tweets from Dustin? He doesn't follow me. And I realized I had unchecked the box that day and never put it back.
Well,
so I got to put that back on.
Now you just sold him out, too, because now.
Yeah, well, it's all right. But I got to show you how to do this, man. It'll liberate you on Twitter.
I saw you like
it's so good.
First of all,
yeah.
Let's just get to the brass tacks of the matter.
Okay.
You have been like my big brother guiding force in a lot of ways.
Okay.
In what not to do, social media-wise, text message-wise, whatever. And you then go and violate everything that you told me in the last 7 days.
No. Well,
you lit up one of the Rocket Bot guys.
Yeah,
you
I did call him an a-hole. I called him an a-hole.
Yeah, people that lately have been texting things you've been
getting into it with. Yeah, and
couple
then last
of
night.
Dust-ups on Twitter.
Last night. You didn't see last night's?
Oh, no, you know what? I heard about it, though. I was on the air with Charlie on the SB Nation side.
And Tyler.
And Joe George is in the other room going, your partner's getting into a dirty one. I'm like, what?
So I was tweeting some jokes about, what the hell's his name? Stephen Hawking.
Oh, Stephen Hawking.
I just said, rest in peace, Stephen Hawking, one of the greatest minds to never walk the face of the earth.
You went there.
And, so the first thing. Oh, wow.
We're going to overtime.
We are going to overtime, Oklahoma and Rhode Island. So I make the tweet, and then immediately Tyler goes, he could walk as a kid. I'm like, yeah, that's how jokes work. You don't have to be, 100% stick to the truth for a joke to work.
Right.
And then immediately he's like, oh, somebody's triggered. I was like, well, how am I triggered? So we just had this big back and forth, and it got silly.
Joe said it wasn't the two of you. There was someone else, too, involved.
He got some. Yeah, it was like this little threesome that tried to gang up on me, and it was ridiculously funny. And because I was telling Raheel and Dale on their show that I'm used to, like, ranking. Like, we did that. We would do that
all the time.
One time I had a guy tell me I was so broke I ate carpet sandwiches. That I would scrape the fuzz off the carpet and eat a carpet sandwich. I was like, so this is what I'm used to. Like, we would just go back and forth, and no, apparently.
The same thing. I used to go to restaurants with friends, and the waitress would go, why do you guys even sit at the table?
Yeah, you guys sound
same
like,
table if you hate each other. We're like, if we weren't doing this,
yeah,
then something would be wrong.
So, like, so, but nowadays on the internet, if you clap back, like, if, so Tyler said something, and he had every right to, and I busted back on him, and I thought we were going to go back and forth, but immediately this dude named Sean and some other dude named Timmy or whatever, they're like, oh, you're triggered. I'm like, so let me get this straight now. In today's society, you do something and somebody says something to you. When you reply, you're triggered. That's just how it goes now. Everybody's so soft that you just can't clap back.
Is that the new hip term, triggered?
Yeah, you can't clap back. You're immediately triggered or butthurt or salty. I was like, no. We used to rank for hours.
No doubt.
And not only that, and I know this comes up all the time, but I hang out with comics all day and all night. Do you honestly think I can't take a joke? We bust on each other constantly. Comics are brutal when it comes to messing with each other.
Here's the biggest
thing.
Stop
using triggered as an out because you have nothing.
Think about the experience you have that other people don't. And if you're not following me, think about when you're at your job. Think about you're at your desk.
Yeah.
While you're doing your work at your desk, someone walks by and yells at whatever they want at you at the top of their lungs. Does that happen? No. Well, it happens to Barry all the time.
Hey, Tammy, you count like a dumbass.
Yeah.
You know, Tammy in accounting that can't do her job. No. Yeah, that doesn't happen normally.
Right.
So, yeah, I would rather just go back and forth and just be mean to each other and then walk away because that's what I was used to. But now you can't do that immediately. People got to tell you you're triggered. It's just – It's soft, man. It's booty nowadays. It really is. It's booty.
I side with you on that. That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
I got one for you, too, that was crazy to me. But my wife actually, normally it's me that kind of gets involved and goes, you know, we're not spending that for that. That's BS. So Lisa with the morning shift and everything like that, she wants to know if there, you know, if she's like, there's a reason why she's low on energy. Like after having a kid,
she has low testosterone.
Yeah, that's why I was kidding. I said, you need to see the man center.
Get in trouble?
And she's like, no. So then one of the ladies she works with said, oh, go see this doctor. They're going to run they'll run your blood test, tell you where you're low, deficient. You can fix it, whatever like that. She's like, okay, cool. So we happened to be off that day. So we all went. She did in and out, you know, and then they got to send the blood off to some lab
right.
in California like that. So she calls me and I go, I'm about to leave for the remote. And she goes, okay, well, I just got out of the doctor's office. I need to talk to you for a second. I go, what's up? She goes, yeah. So they said it's going to be $300. So I paid the $300 and they drew the blood and everything was good. Okay. I showed up today, and they said, ma'am, would you be paying with cash or credit?
What?
She's like, for what? I already paid for everything like that. They're like, oh, well, it's an extra $350 for you to be in the office for an office visit. And
what?
Then to talk to the doctor, it's an extra $150. And she's like, no, and no one told me. I paid the money up front to do it for the testing and did – why wouldn't you – they're like, oh, no, because you're taking the doctor's time. She's like – to read me a paper? She goes,
help
me. She goes, give me the paper. I'll read the paper. And they're like, yeah, maybe we should have told you this. I'm like, so they were trying to get – that's like just giving money away.
Now, call them out. Where was this at?
It's somewhere off of 610 in the Meyerland area. If I knew, I would. But the doctor –
that's ridiculous.
$150 just so that the doctor can read the report that you can read to, unless you're not hooked on phonics.
Wow.
I was like, honey, you did the right
thing.
And
that's with insurance?
Yeah. With insurance.
Could you imagine how much it would cost to have somebody read something to you if you didn't have double? Like five, six times. It'd be like, yeah, it's going to be $900 for me to read this memo to you that you could have Googled on the internet. That's crazy, dude. I don't look forward to that at all, getting older.
Ridiculous.
Oh, by the way, I have an appointment with the Man Center.
Oh, you're going?
Yeah, I'm going to go get my
levels checked?
My testosterone checked. Yeah. I'm getting
it
done.
You have shrinkage?
I don't know.
Raheel talks about shrinkage all the time.
I mean, I've just naturally had shrinkage. That's just naturally occurring shrinkage. It's not in. But I am going out there on the 21st.
Nice.
Next.
Do you want to do a remote?
Next.
You want everybody to congregate in the parking lot?
I'm not going in for that exam. I'm just going to go draw a little blood,
so
check for the testosterone. I'm not doing the old probe and all that.
No. Because Raheel talks all the time, especially on the stream, about if you have shrinkage and if you need a little boost. No.
I just want to know why I always need a nap and I'm always trying to lose weight and can't.
Check the power going to the doorbell?
No. There will be no doorbell checking on this visit if I can help it. Now, I don't know,
They may hook you up with that.
I don't know what you mean by hooked up.
Well, if they sponsor the station, they should be taking care of you.
I hope so.
Yeah. I would find out before I show up. Otherwise, you're going to get that $350 bill.
I've heard it's pretty inexpensive, and your insurance covers it, so I'm going to do it anyway.
I've heard you're in and out in a hurry. just
dong him. Dong him. Damn it.
I've heard that, Nick. I've heard it. That's all I know.
Oh, my goodness.
All right. If you haven't caught what we were giving to you earlier, but, hey, just tuning in, we are at Revelry on Richmond. We're going to be here till 4, and then the Blitz will be here till 7. Pockets is here with a table up front and personal, blocking us with this dew and everything she's got going on. She's got a cubic zirconia ring the size of Mount Rushmore, and she'll be signing autographs as well. So why don't you stop out and see the crew and hang out. Juggalo Trey is here, only doing selfies if you buy him chicken fingers, but other than that, he's here for a good time, so should you be. Revelry on Richmond, it is the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, we're back, Usual Suspects, as we continue to roll on here at Revelry on Richmond. If you got nothing to do, well, we all know you have nothing to do because it's the first day of the NCAA tournament, so you might as well make it public. Get out here and enjoy some fine food and beverage, inside-outside environment, tons of TVs, and a lot of good people from ESPN 97.5 and our sister station, 94.1.
Hey, shout out to TSU.
Yes, big win last night.
Congrats to TSU for winning and getting into, well, I guess they were technically in the big dance. Does that really how that works?
Well, I mean, it is technically,
it's considered
they were in,
a tournament
and this
win.
Is now technically their first ever tournament win. They've made appearances, I think, 8 times. This is the first time they came out victorious, and they didn't just come out victorious.
I didn't watch it. Was it an ass whooping?
Yeah, it was an ass whooping.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, they were up 20, and
good
they
for
were.
Them.
Yeah, they took them to the woodshed.
I was watching. Now, I did get home late and had SportsCenter on, and they were talking about TSU, I think on the Scott Van Pelt show.
Yep.
But they were talking about the fact that TSU, and I didn't know this because, again, you know me, I don't watch any college basketball.
That's right.
They had lost 13 in a row to start the season.
But it was intentional. So Mike Davis.
No, seriously.
Mike Davis, who used to coach at Indiana, who was a big-time college coach in a lot of big-time programs, and now he's been at TSU for a while. He intentionally scheduled top 25 teams all the way through the non-conference schedule and everything, just because he wanted to. They played Michigan State.
Yeah.
Someone will correct me on. But they played big-time opponents, and he just said that was to get my team conditioned to play that because they knew chances are they're going to win their conference tournament, as you and I talked about it about a month or two ago.
Yeah, you were early on saying that was one of the ones because somebody asked us, everybody from Texas.
So to give his kids confidence when they end up playing a Kansas or Xavier or whoever they're going to end up playing, then you got to have them ready. And so he kind of battle tested them.
So they didn't intentionally lose all 13 games. They just had a difficult schedule. Okay.
Yeah.
You guys were making it sound like they intentionally went out and were like, well, we're up. We better stop scoring and let the other team win.
No.
But they just had a difficult schedule. All right. Well, congrats to TSU on that win. Syracuse, the other team that won last night. I'm guessing this Rhode Island, Oklahoma is the first game of today.
It is.
Okay. So we don't have any updates so far.
Already living up to billing as the first game of the day is in overtime, so that's fantastic. Rhode Island up to about a buck and a half left.
I keep trying to tell you guys college basketball is exciting. All right, anyways.
Yeah.
You want to take this call from Scott in Deer Park?
Scott in Deer Park, our buddy. What's up, Scotty?
Hey, gentlemen. How y'all doing?
What's up, man?
Long time no talk. Hey, Barry, yes, I'm really glad the last segment you were talking about getting your levels tested. Maybe it'll help you stop being so butthurt and trigger happy.
You think that's what it is? My low T is causing me to get triggered and be butthurt?
Yeah, maybe so, my bro.
That could be
maybe
it.
Maybe so, cuz, man. Get a little defensive, man, sometimes. Hey, man, did the dog eat your bracket this year?
Why? Does it suck?
Well, if you remember last year, we had that gentleman's bet for a dollar. And then when I started ragging on your butt, it was like, man, I didn't fill out a bracket, I didn't do this, and I was a sorry ass for messing with you about that, man. So I hope this year you got a bracket done and the dog didn't eat it.
No, the dog didn't eat my bracket because we didn't have money on it, so it's in.
All right, definitely yeah. Well, in. I mean, it was a gentleman's bet, man. You know how that goes.
Now,
I'm like y'all, man. I really don't watch it much all year. But it's a social event. You got to fill out a bracket, bro. But
now, did you do like I did, Scott, and just take all the favorites? Or did you try to actually be analytical and pick?
No, I did mostly favorites, and Joel stole my sleeper. My sleeper was Arizona also.
Okay.
I've got a few, you know, and I do watch some things. I did pick a few 5-12 upsets because it happens almost every year. Et cetera, et cetera. I mean, I don't.
All right, now, Scott, are you in our ESPN bracket? Are you in our ESPN bracket?
Yeah, dude, it's named Scott in Deer Park. So just let me know what yours is named.
Because you
did. Yeah, as long as
look for Lammy's bracket, and if I tell you what, we'll do the dollar bet this year. If you beat me, I owe you a dollar. If I beat you, you owe me five.
All right, man, I'm good with that.
Scott, how? I mean, your bracket's gonna suck because you got the Cougars winning like all the way to the Final Four, don't you?
Yeah.
No, I ain't got the Cougars going. I got them going a little ways. I got them going to the Sweet 16, but I don't have them going any further than that.
There you go. Hey, appreciate the call, Scott. Thanks, man. Have a good day. Have a good weekend. Enjoy the games.
Yeah, I'm Bub's daddy. On everybody's looking at me like, you didn't get in? I'm like, my screen name for the brackets is Bub's daddy.
What does Bub's daddy represent?
My dog that I had for 13 years was Bubba.
Okay.
And so one of my fantasy football team was Bub's daddy, because when we were kids, the long ropes of gum were Bub's daddy's.
Really?
Yeah. And so weird thing is that we get the emails from work, do the free bracket for the office and do the pay bracket for all of us.
Yeah.
And so I start filling it out, and it says, Bub's daddy, we're ready to do your bracket. I'm like, oh, I guess that's from fantasy football from a couple of years back. But then I fill out one, and I'm going to fill out a different one for the pay bracket, right?
Right.
And they're like, oh, you've already submitted your bracket. It's the same bracket for both. I'm like, well, feel free to ask me next time. Don't just put them in. So I've got one bracket that's the same in
so
both.
So you joined the pay bracket? Oh, no, I didn't.
Yeah, so James.
I'm not paying to lose. That's ridiculous. I just did the free one with our listeners. And then I did the free one within our
as
office.
Scott illustrated, you didn't pay, but you still could end up paying because that's how we our listeners are. Even in the free bracket,
yeah,
you know,
we will take
grief.
Oh, I know, because my bracket's going to suck, but that's all right. Yeah, I did Lammy's bracket, I think is what it was called. Big stretch there.
Yeah, I would never have figured that out
no.
if you didn't tell me.
No, absolutely
crazy.
Not.
So this Rhode Island-Oklahoma game is a two-point contest, less than a minute to play. Rhode Island up two with the ball. So the tournament getting off to a flashing start as we've got extra basketball.
Yep, 40 seconds left.
You want to do the play-by-play?
No.
Good, because I don't either.
Yeah, we'll do it Aggie style. He dribbles over. There's the man. He's got a ball. He's looking at another man. There's a net. There's some. Oh, he shoots! And then he never says what happened. He made it! Oh, he made it!
Yeah.
It's pretty good, right?
Dave South would be, and then, somebody for the other team has made a basket, and then, I'm not happy, so let's not talk about it.
And then the other guy just goes, oh, that's all he does. Oh.
Yeah, he does. He does.
Yeah.
And as a color commentator, did they just travel? Yep, sure did. That's crazy.
Nice.
So Rhode Island with a big three going up five with 28 seconds to play. So that looks like it's going to be the first I guess it's kind of an upset, although Rhode Island was a higher seed, were they not?
Yeah, they were.
Yeah, so Rhode Island, that's Dan Hurley, Bobby Hurley's brother, is
yeah,
the head coach at Rhode
Island. I like
that
you
Island.
Thought I was so college basketball ignorant that I didn't know Bobby Hurley played for Duke. I love
no,
that you
I said
totally,
of the two brothers,
yeah, you go,
Bobby's the one that played at Duke, he's at Arizona.
And I was like, yeah, I know Bobby Hurley played at Duke, man, come on.
Just trying to help
out. Come on, man. You got to give me a little credit.
I was just basically saying Bob, because there's two Hurley brothers. Bobby is at Arizona State. Dan is at Rhode Island.
Yeah, Dan, I didn't know about.
And Mr. Hurley, the longtime high school basketball legend in New York, is there as well.
So it looks like my bracket is intact.
Good deal.
One for one. I'm feeling really good. I'm feeling really good about my bracket. I had Rhode Island moving on because, you know, that all the stuff they did.
I was talking to Granado, and that's when you know that you know too much basketball. I was like, what is the greatest Rhode Island team of all time? And he's like, the one with Ketino Mobley. I go, yeah, and Lamar Odom, and they had a couple NBA players on that team. But, yeah. Okay, so the tournament's going on. We're here at Revelry on Richmond, and your Rockets play tonight as well. Rockets taking the floor against the Clippers. Warriors did find a way to win last night against the Lakers. But still, it should be the Rockets to lose for home court, unless the Rockets just go into some crazy swoon.
No way.
Yeah, it's over.
No way.
They've got everything they need. Now they just got to go out and execute.
The letdown is going to be tremendous when they don't win a world championship.
Yeah, you know,
when they drop that seven-game series to Golden State.
If it goes seven, you mean?
This city is going to lose its mind. I cannot wait.
Yeah, here's the thing. You and I have talked about this before, and we're like, what constitutes a successful season for the Rockets this year with the fact that you're going to have the number one seed, you've had the best record in the game for most of the season, and you're going to go into the playoffs? How far do you have to go for it to be a successful season? And I think back then everybody was saying, well, as long as they give the Warriors a series, it'll be cool. Now everybody's like, they're the best. They're winning it. It's over. It's good.
You're right. You're about a quarter to halfway through the season. It was like, well, you know, if they could take Golden State to seven games and maybe lose it in overtime, that would be great. Or even if they drop Game 7, as long as it's not a Dallas Mavericks Game 7 where they get blown out by 40 or whatever the hell that game was.
Yep.
Then that would be – now they kind of have to win this to – yeah. Anything short of a world championship is going to be a disappointment, and it should be. It totally should be.
I think it should be a disappointment to the fan base that it wasn't what they wanted or expected, but I think it shouldn't be a disappointing season because the fact that you're a year removed from a team that was losing a series they should have won and having people asking questions like, how long is it going to be until they get back to that level? Because it just didn't look like they had the right roster. Now suddenly with three different guys on the roster, they are in – full control of not only their destiny this year, but it looks like for the next couple of years they're going to compete for a title. That's all you can ask for as an NBA fan in a city.
No doubt. I think at this point, this is all found money, right? Like, yeah. You've got a team that can compete. They'll probably get to the Western Conference Finals at least.
Yeah.
You got to be excited, man. If you're a Rockets fan, and I see these posts by, like, Jermaine Every on Sports Map and
Patrick
others,
Creighton.
And they're all just like, guys, you got to get on the bandwagon. Because if I'm not mistaken, Mindy did a video where she said that ratings are actually down.
Oh, ratings are down 20%. Palillo was
How
on our show talking
possible?
About it. Man, it's just the weirdest thing. Because you know what? And I used to have to deal with that. And then I'd have people knocking down my door going, you know, what the hell's going on? Well, you know what? I can't tell the fans what to watch. You can only market and do so much. The fact of the matter is, you know, you either get a city that is dying for a winner, and when they're not winning, they're ticked off. Or maybe they get complacent, and they're like, yeah, I mean, until the playoffs start now, it doesn't matter. So then they don't tune in.
I guess, man. I don't know. It's get your stuff together, Houston.
I'm
Go out and support
you.
That team. It's, you know, I didn't do it like I did for the Astros last year when I had the cutoff for the bandwagon.
Right.
We should have had a cutoff for the Rockets bandwagon.
You still can do it. I mean, you still got like 15, 14 games to go in the regular season. People need to realize that, you know, the time is now. Although, I will tell you this, and this is crazy, because you know everybody asked me for tickets.
Did you become the ticket plug?
Because I got, you know, I know a lot of people over there, and I got friends.
But you know what? You're so nice because you try to accommodate everybody.
Mm-hmm.
There would be a lot of go-to-hells being passed out. Like, that's because you know why? People get greedy with you.
They do. You're
it
right.
would be one thing if they just came to you once
one
a year
time.
And was like,
yeah.
Hey, Joel, man, I'm from Sacramento. I'd love to get some Kings tickets. Or, hey, you know, I grew up a LeBron fan. I would love to. But every home game, especially every big home game, you need to start passing out some go-to-hell tickets.
Well, and that's the thing, too. I've always said, look, when I worked there, the last thing I want to do, because we got hit up every game by people, but the last thing I said was, I am never going to ask anybody ever for the big games because I know what a pain in the ass is.
Right.
When LeBron makes his only visit and all of a sudden people you haven't heard from in like a year and a half go,
hey, buddy.
Hey, man, how's it going? I've been meaning to catch up with you. You got any tickets for that Cavaliers
and
game?
And then you
tonight?
Say no and you don't see them again until next year.
Yep. Well, the other thing is like people are like, hey, you know what? I'd love to go to a game sometime. And I'm like, okay. So then I'll call them and go, hey, you want my Rockets tickets tonight? And they'd be like, well, who they playing? Bye. That's
yeah,
it.
If, yeah, it exactly.
If you're worried about like who they're playing instead of just going to a game, you don't really want to go to a game.
Jerks.
So you're not a fan. So forget it. So, yeah. So that's the crazy thing. They're selling so many tickets now, by the way. That's what I was getting at.
Uh-huh.
That they've cut off employees from being able to get their tickets.
Really?
Yeah, because from the suites to the tickets themselves, I guess people are finally figuring out they should pay attention to this team, so they're starting to buy some more tickets.
I have noticed a bigger push on TV for like the 3-year plans with the suites, which is actually a really good deal. So
yeah,
good for them.
So out there pushing it, Nick. We'd like to see them show up a little early, stay a little later, but at the same time, we know that they're at least out there attending Rockets games or wanting to. There's a desire now, so. We'll continue to roll on. We are at Revelry on Richmond. We will be here until 4. The Blitz will be here till 7. Stop in and say hi and hang out and watch some hoops with us. It's Barry and Joel from Revelry. It's Nick back at the studio. It's the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.
This is Ed Tuttle Jones, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Revelry on Richmond. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, we're back, Usual Suspects. We are here at Revelry on Richmond at the opening day of the tournament. Trey is currently grabbing his hot pretzel in front of everyone. He's not even, no shame in his game. He's not even hiding it. He's just going to grab the pretzel right in front of everybody. He's even dipping it. He's feeling good about himself. Chewing with his mouth open.
There's so many things I was going to say.
Dude looks like a bobblehead. I mean, he's just.
Wow. A bobblehead?
He does. Like he's just like he's not talking. He got the
Trey.
You talk with your mouth full.
You yelling and no one can hear you, Trey. You're not on a microphone. It's pointless to holler at us. I don't know about a bobblehead. That wasn't very nice.
Me.
Yeah.
Okay. Me. All right. I'm just checking.
Tyler, by the way, I got a text from Tyler Scott, the guy that I had the skirmish with last night, producer T. Scott. Which we do this all the time, by the way.
Oh, I've heard
he's always correcting me. In fact, I told him, like, he's always correcting my spelling and grammar. So I texted him last night. I told him he's the kind of guy that, you know what? I can't say it. Never mind.
don't keep.
Yeah. I don't want to get dumped again. But he said, I never said you were triggered. That was somebody else. Well, it doesn't matter. You liked the tweet. That triggered me, and I had to respond.
I saw Tyler on the way out last night at 7-something. Yeah. And I go, hey, Joe George said you got in with Barry, and I can't tell you what Tyler said.
What did he say?
He was like, that such and such and no.
Yeah, whatever.
And I'm like, so I guess Joe was right.
Yeah, whatever. Hey, Barry, with an A, because last time I spelled it with an E and looked like a total goon. I don't really get to listen that much anymore because of my work schedule, so my apologies if you've already discussed it. Mm-hmm. But are y'all going to do another podcast only while the tourney is going on? I think last year y'all did it and everyone got to use no-no language, and it was glorious. Yeah, no, unfortunately, we'll be on terrestrial radio today and tomorrow and next week at Cowboys and Indians and then back at Prime Social. So, no, we won't be doing a stream-only say-what-you-want show.
Won't Raheel and Dell have that opportunity tomorrow because of the A&M game?
Now, for that game, it'll be stream-only.
During the game, stream-only, so Raheel and Dell will be dropping cuss bombs every other word tomorrow for a while.
Oh, I'm pretty sure they'll say the C-word several
Dell
times.
Dell just verified that with an expletive.
Dale's going to say the C word a lot, aren't you? I know. Yeah. No. Who? Canes? Oh, my God. That's terrible. I love Raising Cane's. That's a delicious food. Oh, Miami. Whatever, loser. That was stupid.
Dell, you're doing the stream until the A&M game's over tomorrow? Okay, so you can catch Ramil and Dell on the stream until the A&M game's over. Then they'll be doing it, the show as usual, on air. So you got that going for you, which is nice.
Hey, Barry, ask Joel if he could get me some tickets for next year when LeBron comes to play the Rockets. That was from All Texting, No Tweeting.
They're rolling
in.
I'll get right on that. I knew that was coming when I did
that. As soon as it came up. I like Fred. Did you see Fred Williams' tweet about the Rockets? He's got a pretty good theory.
Okay.
He said, this is my theory. I think that the Spurs are playing for the eighth seed so that they can upset the Rockets in the playoffs.
Now, I will tell you, we had Mikhail on the network last night.
Uh-huh. Oh, great. You'll get him for that show, but not here.
Well, I can get him here, too.
Okay. I see how it is.
I got him for that show.
No, it's fine.
And we also had a few other people that chimed in that said the thing that scares them is if Coach Popovich can get together at least five or six of his normal rotational guys and they're healthy for the playoffs, that they could do some things. Run the system, and the fact that, you know, he's such a good game planning coach. I don't think I think at this point it's up to them whether they want to get in or not. I think they can find a way to get in. I don't think that they're scheming to play the Rockets. I really don't.
It was a joke.
Oh, well, then screw me. My bad.
Although, wouldn't that be hilarious if they did? If they got the 8 seed and bounced the Rockets?
Hilarious if they got another matchup with the Rockets. Not so funny if they did what they did last year again.
Oh, my goodness. You talk about a city imploding.
I was just thinking about
that. It would be way worse than getting to, you know, a Game 7 against the Warriors and losing. Or hell, for that matter, a Game 7 against Portland.
Can you imagine? It's San Antonio. It's what they've done to the Rockets in the past. This year you're the one seed. It's not supposed to happen. And all of a sudden, Kawhi's healthy and they're playing well and they just took you to the woodshed. That would be ugly.
Man.
That would not be a pretty situation for Houston.
It would be pretty funny, though.
But it's not going to happen, right, Barry?
No, never, 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 never. Lawrence, do we have a call with Lawrence, Nick?
Yes, we do.
Lawrence wants to talk Trae Young in the NBA.
Okay, go.
Lawrence, what's up, man?
Hey, I had just watched the Rhode Island game. I was trying to see would Trae Young have a problem in the NBA because they ran four guys at him, but he only had problems with the quick, tall kind of guys. What you think of how he would be in the NBA? I hang up and listen.
I'll say this, Lawrence, right off the top. I was talking to guys before we got on the air about this. About midway through the season, he looked like he should be one and done. And LeBron was the one saying, of course he should come out at the end of the year because why would he stay in for any reason? There's so many doubts now that weren't there at the midseason point because of the way he's finished the season and the way Oklahoma has finished the season that I'm not sure that he's ready physically for sure for the NBA grind for 82 games. But really, from a mature level of the way he plays, he's not going to get those playing Mother Teresa's School of the Blind every other game until you get to the real heart of your conference schedule and getting nights off. Night in, night out, I think he might be best suited for one more year at Oklahoma.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to take your word for it because obviously I don't watch Trae Young play and I didn't watch him play a lot this year, but I could make a comment about what you said about physically. When we got here and the game was on TV, and I'm looking out there watching and looking at Trae Young. He looked like a junior in high school on the court with a bunch of college kids. He looked physically a lot younger than the rest. And that's Rhode Island and a bunch of Oklahoma guys that are not going to be in the NBA. So I don't know. He definitely looks like he needs to work out or get some as you would say,
just fill out.
Get some sand in his shorts and bulk up a little bit because physically he doesn't look like he would be ready for the NBA. Now, they said the same thing about guys like Steph Curry. And I'm certainly not comparing him to that, but, you know, physically that was the knock on guys like Curry. And remember Durant, when he came out, they were like, oh, he's too skinny. We'll see. But he didn't look like it to me physically.
And you know how Kobe copied the mannerisms, even the way he spoke at press conferences like MJ. Whether it's intentional or not, the kid has a ton of the same mannerisms on and off the court as Steph Curry. And everybody, that's the comparison that everybody makes. Now, he should be so lucky to be able to shoot it like Steph Curry when he gets to the NBA.
Yeah.
He's done a hell of a job in his first year at Oklahoma. It remains to be seen if he can translate that to the next level. But, yeah, I mean, look, the kid's got a bunch of talent. It's just a matter of, you know, is he ready physically, mentally, and did he have the kind of year that would say, hey, I'm guaranteed if I come out to be a first-round pick and a lottery pick, then I'm coming out. But if there's no guarantees, you got three more years of college where you can figure it out and come back. And,
it's a certainty, though, that he's going to be a lottery pick, right?
This year?
Yeah.
I don't know about this year. You got to realize there are some kids. I keep telling you, the guy's name is Luka Doncic. No one's heard of him because he plays he's from Lithuania. But he'll be the number one overall pick in the draft.
Okay.
So some of the foreign kids may make a couple guys slide. It's a lottery, maybe. But at the midway point, there was no doubt he was going to be a lottery pick.
All right.
So we'll keep an eye on it. Right now, I want to tell you about my good friends at Falbo Brothers yesterday because it was, what was it? It was Pie Day, P-I.
Yes.
But we made
3.14.
We made it Pie Day Pizza Pie. And so I brought in pizza from Falbo Brothers for everybody at the station, and Nick and Barry got what they wanted. And I'm telling you what, you can too. It is phenomenal, the pizza that is at Falbo Brothers. It is deep dish. They also have hand-tossed thin crust. They also have stuffed pizza. They have calzones that they call the Falbo people call Falzones for Falbo Brothers. It's 59 at Sweetwater Boulevard out in Sugarland. And if you got a party going on this weekend, mention ESPN 97.5 right off the top, 15% off your order. Lots of other specials just by mentioning me or the show, and they'll take care of you. If you're going to have a watch party for some of these tournament games, stop by Falbo Brothers. Easiest way to cater your party, quick and easy with delicious food that people are going to be talking about for a long time. Check them out. FalboBrosPizza.com if you want to check them out on the internet. Otherwise, give them a call, 281-240-4779, 281-240-4779. Falbo Brothers Pizza, 4779 Sweetwater Boulevard out in Sugar Land.
Got some things to do.
A new restaurant to go to? Visit culturemap.com to get the latest restaurant and bar news.
I hope you're hungry.
From Culture Map food editor Eric Sandler.